Podcast guesting takes time, money, and strategy. Maybe you're working with a podcast guest matching site. Maybe you are working with an agency. Or what if you have a VA or you're doing all the legwork yourself? Either which way, you are investing time and money into the strategy of guesting on podcasts. The question here is, are you repurposing and leveraging the episodes to maximize your results and getting a return on your investment? Today, I'm going to share three ways to repurpose your content from podcasts that you guest on to maximize your results. Let's get started. So, hey, welcome to the Leverage Your Podcast Show. I'm your host, Lindsay Phillips of smoothbusinesspodcasting.com. My goal is to help you leverage podcasting to skyrocket your visibility, authority, and business by sharing insider secrets from podcast industry experts, including myself, who have created a successful business through podcasting. So let's dive in. Now, you can't simply rely on a podcast host doing all the heavy lifting when you're guesting on their show. Because if you are, you are giving up control over how you are positioned, the amount of exposure that you're getting, and you're leaving leads and money on the table. Remember, the podcast host is focused on their lead magnets, their products and services, and not necessarily yours. So I'm going to share a couple of examples. So I've guested on many a show, and many of them have been amazing and positioned me as an authority. I've gotten leads, clients, and so forth. But some, especially back, you know, earlier in the day, that they didn't showcase me as really an expert. And I'll give you a couple of examples. Sometimes the title will be super vague, like because of my business name, I don't know, it's Smooth Sailing with Lindsay Phillips. Well, that doesn't tell the potential listener or someone on social media or someone on iTunes or wherever, doesn't tell them what the episode is about. It doesn't tell them what I'm an expert at. And taking it one step further, I've been on shows where the show notes that are on their blog page are very, very minimal. There's maybe a couple of bullet points and there's my bio. So it's not enticing them. It's not sharing what they're going to get out of the episode, what they're going to learn, how I can help them, what I'm an expert at. And so it doesn't kind of put me in the best light or help me meet my goals. I've also had a couple of instances where they've created little video clips or reel, which is great, but the clip that they chose is not something necessarily that I would choose. It was like a random story that I shared or just kind of like a piece of the conversation that doesn't really serve the audience and give them like a really good solution or a tip or a nugget. And it wasn't a selection of the conversation that, again, showcased what I'm an expert at and how I can solve a problem for them. So I kind of felt like sometimes it was a waste of my time, to be honest. But by repurposing and leveraging the episode yourself, you gain that control back on how you show up and the amount of ROI that you're going to get from that episode and from podcast guesting in general. Now, the foundation of this, before I share you three ways to repurpose and leverage, is being consistent to get results. So repurposing your content needs to be a steady, consistent strategy, right? That over time is going to bring you steady, consistent benefits, leads, and clients that are coming to you pre-sold and ready to buy. I mean, let's face it, anything that you do once and only once rarely works, right? And so being consistent is more than simply reposting when an episode goes live or simply commenting on a post that the host has shared about that episode. You have to go above and beyond that. Your content needs to be consumable. It needs to be engaging. It needs to showcase your authority. And it needs to attract and speak directly to your ideal client and compel them to take action with strong call to actions for a next step. That's how you get those leads and clients. So you have to be very strategic. And again, not just sharing that the episode went live. So let's go into these three steps. The first one is publish the episode on your site. So I call this publishing for results. It's the first step in my podcast leverage system. And so by creating blog posts for your episodes, you generate organic traffic to your site and you're positioning yourself as an authority. Now think about it. When someone's going to your site, because everyone Googles someone when they find out about them or they see them on social, it's the first thing they do. And so when they go to your site and they see that you've guested on guested on podcasts, they automatically see you in a different light. They see you as an authority, as a go-to expert, and it instills that sense of credibility. So already you're wowing them. And you're also giving them content that they can consume to see how you can help them. The other thing about having blog posts is that you are able to give call to actions. You're able to convert those leads from your blog post to your email list. So picture a typical blog. Most of them, and if they don't, they should have that sidebar on the right-hand side. And so there you would have call to actions to your Facebook community, your masterclass that's coming up, your lead magnets, your services, your coaching program, whatever that may be. And you also want to pepper that blog post with different call to actions as well and have those images that are in there that are breaking up the text and then also giving them a resource to want to opt into and convert onto your list. So what do you need when you're creating these blog posts? You need show notes, of course. And if the host doesn't have a good set of show notes on their post, create your own, especially with AI. Obviously, we custom create them as well. At least AI is like a tool that you can use and then kind of like rejig it in your own voice and your own format for your episode. And those show notes, some people like to read, right? Some people like to listen. Some people like to watch, which I'm going to get to in a minute. But you want them to have a synopsis as to what is in that episode to entice them to listen or again, to read. The other item is that you want is a featured image. You don't necessarily have to use the image that your host gives you. Think about it. When someone's going to your site, your branding is key. You want to be in control of your brand, your message, and how you are being portrayed. So you can totally create your own image to showcase that you were a guest on that show and what that topic is. And I've even tweaked the title before, to be honest, because you also want to SEO that post. You want to optimize it for a keyword. So sometimes I've even tweaked the title to fit that keyword. Now, I was talking about being interactive and engaging, and so you can embed the audio to autoplay. I've got a backward hack of doing that. And you can, of course, embed the video. You can embed the host's video if they have it up on YouTube. I personally always ask for the raw video so that I can go ahead and put it up in my YouTube and the link to that so that the content is always with me and on my sites. And lastly, again, I mentioned those call to actions, using those sidebars and using those different call to action images throughout the post. So next, now that you've got your blog post all set up, the second thing you want to do is distribute for maximum exposure. And this is actually the third step in my podcast leverage system as well. And here I mentioned before that you don't necessarily want to rely on the host, right, to do all that heavy lifting and giving them control over how you're being positioned and the level of amount of exposure that you're going to get. You want to be in control of your own visibility and also your leads and clients. So here are five quick ways that you can distribute. The first one is email your list. Let them know that the episode went live. Share tips from the episode, put call to actions in there. What is a great next step? Link to the blog post that you have. Again, so you're kind of pushing them to your site, the call to actions, your services, all that good stuff. The second is LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn. It's my favorite platform, but they have newsletters and articles. And so in essence, really, it's a blog that you have on LinkedIn, but the newsletters, people actually subscribe to it and they get notified when there's a new issue that's out. And you can have call to actions in those too. The third is publishing the video in YouTube. I mentioned a little bit earlier, ask for the raw video, and then you can put it up on your own YouTube account as well. Fourth is the LinkedIn profile featured section. I love this section, and I always go there when I'm checking out other people's profiles, to be quite honest. And so you can feature an episode that you've guested on, and you can rotate it and update it every week or every month to showcase an episode that you were on. And again, it's going back to your site, and it's on a topic that is showcasing your authority in a way that you want to be showcased. Lastly, of course, is social media platforms. You want to share the episode and share your content and leverage it and repurpose it and making sure that it's going out to all social platforms that you are active on. The more places you are visible, the better. Thirdly, is multiplying and repurposing the content. So this is the part, honestly, that I love the most. You know, again, I kind of shared a story where a podcast that I was on shared a reel or a clip that didn't really showcase me in the best light. So if I get the video from a podcast host, I can pick all the different sound bites that I want to share that showcase me in the best way, that give the best nuggets to serve my audience and help them and give them really good tips. And so I will use that video to create my own reels and my own square little videos and my short clips, YouTube shorts, you know, all those good things. So I get to pick it. But there are other ways that you can use that video and that content. So yes, absolutely do the YouTube reels and the shorts and the square videos to showcase on social media, but you can also use the content. So if you can't get the video or you don't have a video, you can certainly make audiograms with the audio version of it. But you can create quote graphics, pictures of yourself, showcasing that you were a featured guest on that show, and you can create social media posts, sharing tips, sharing quotes, again, showcasing yourself as an authority. And you can create carousels. Carousels get such good engagement. And the beauty of it is at the end of it, on that last slide, you can have a call to action. And don't be afraid to put call to actions in these social posts as well, either getting them to watch the episode on your blog post or taking the next step, a resource that you have, getting on a call, whatever it may be. So you're using and leveraging that content to get more leads and clients. Always have that at the forefront of your mind. Now, if you are creating consumable videos, here are a few bonus little tips for you. Instagram and Facebook Reels are up to 60 seconds. YouTube Shorts, again, up to 60 seconds. But don't be afraid to like mix it up, right? Make some that are 15 seconds. Make some that are 30 seconds. Just really short, little consumable bites. You want to pick time slots or sections of that episode that are like one idea, one sentiment, one thought, one quote, and you want it to be able to stand on its own two feet. You want someone to listen to it and watch it, understand it, and be able to take something away from it. If it's a spot where you kind of had to really listen to the last 5 minutes to understand it, then it's not going to work. It's not going to entice them. And the other item, of course, is to have captions, because on the reels, the videos, quite often it doesn't autoplay. People have to click a button to hear it. And so a lot of times people follow the captions that are running on the bottom of the screen. you'll get way more engagement, way more views, and way more prospects that you can attract. And so I hope those tips have helped you. So when you are guesting on your next podcast, please ask for the raw video from the host and make sure that you are publishing, distributing, and multiplying and repurposing the content so that you can attract your ideal client for more leads and clients and more sales. So till next week, that is it for Leverage Your Podcast Show. And that is a wrap for this episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. Your next step, head to leverageyourpodcastshow.com to listen to more episodes to get more insider secrets. And if you want to leverage your podcast for higher ROI, then get my free podcast leverage system training at leverageyourpodcast.com/free.